Team official. He's technically.
And so probably wouldn't. So.
First, and then we'll reset the podium. So you guys got to flank it, one on each
okay.
side.
Okay.
It's gonna
be good looking.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Which one?
Go that way.
First round pick.
Oh, now you're way too far. You guys
let's switch a little bit back to
right there.
Now Howie's like, cover your face, cover your face.
Lock that guy's face.
Drew, are we ready, Drew?
I'm good. I just ducked to the TV.
Okay, how are the TVs? You guys good? Every shot? Great. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Howie.
Thank you.
I'll take the jersey.
I know you will.
I was making my way to the podium.
Yep. Okay, Debbie, you're up.
Hi, Nate. On behalf of the Philadelphia Eagles fans, I'd like to give you a warm welcome. And I'd also like to ask you, what have you heard about fans?
I just know that the fans are probably the best. I mean, I told some of the fans earlier, just watching the movie Invincible, I mean, it's just, I mean, the crowd gets rowdy every now and then. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's kind of like Texas, where I come from. If you ever watch Friday Night Lights, I mean, I just think the whole culture here in Philadelphia is, I mean, it's all about football.
You can stand up, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't bend over like
that. Okay.
He'll pick you up. Yeah, you're fine.
Lane, can you talk a little about the journey, I guess, going from high school and junior college quarterback and now standing here to being first-round pick for the Philadelphia Eagles? And at any point, did you ever think that when you were younger that you would have been here as a quarterback, that you would have been an NFL quarterback as opposed to a tackle?
Well, growing up, I mean, I played at such a small high school. I didn't get heavily recruited, so I had 33 kids in my graduating class. I didn't get any offers, so my only option was to go to Kilgore Junior College to play quarterback, and I went there. And I kept on growing, and eventually started playing tight end. I was around 250 pounds, and then went to OU to play tight end. And eventually, after a few years there, I was 280 pounds, and I was playing a little bit of tight end DN. So especially kept on growing, and frame kept on growing. And Coach Stoops came and asked me to play tackle when one of our tackles went down. So I've been stuck here ever since. And growing up, I never, ever thought I'd be playing tackle. I've always been a skill position player my whole life, you know, even playing basketball and stuff. And I mean, it's basically a dream come true, and things go so fast, it's kind of hard to catch up and, you know, really, I guess, look at reality. But now it's starting to set in, and, I mean, I'm just glad to be here.
Lane, can you talk about, you played with an attitude, kind of a nasty attitude. Can you talk about where that came from and how that makes you into the type of player that you are?
I mean, I'm usually not a mean and aggressive guy off the field, but I think when it, you know, you're on the field, you want to have a nasty temperament, just try to be as dominant as you can over another player. And I know that's what scouts and people are looking for on tape, because we had a few ex-NFL players, you know, telling me to play aggressive and mean. So try to take that to heart my senior year and really put some good stuff on tape and try to do the best I could.
Lane, you have kind of a unique perspective having played – quarterback, now you're an offensive lineman. I mean, does that add, what does that do for you? How do you feel that?
Well, I think when you're quarterback, you know where people are on the field. You know your protections, you know defense alignments. And now playing tackle, I mean, it's easier to see things. And you have a great, you know, greater appreciation for protecting the quarterback, because, you know, I know how it feels to get sacked, you know, when on your blind side when you, you obviously can't see it.
Last thing on the conference call, you talked a little bit about the transition, the difficulty in transitioning from so many different positions. But, you know, what was your immediate reaction when you were asked to play on the offensive line coming from, I guess it was defensive end?
I was hesitant at first. Coach Stoops came and kind of brought the idea to my attention. And I told him I was going to continue to play DN until, you know, I guess things weren't going to go right. So after a few weeks, I noticed that the team really needed me to play tackle. And I was actually in a pass rush drill against the DN, and the coaches moved me, or against the offense tackle. And then coaches asked me to move and switch sides, and I did. And I really noticed that I could get a lot of playing time. And after, you know, the second time around Coach Soups, that's when I decided to start playing it.
Lane, so much of the talk about you is how athletic you are. How does that help you as an offensive lineman?
Well, I think learning early on, I think athleticism makes up for a bunch of, you know, mistakes. I think, you know, on the college level, you can get away with some things. But heading into the pros, you know, obviously you're playing against the best of the best. So you're obviously you're going to have to play with better technique. And that's something that I'm going to try to incorporate into my game moving forward.
What was your impression of the whole draft process, from the All-Star games through the combine to the draft? And Did you expect to go this high when, you know, you were originally coming out?
I don't think anybody did, but I mean, it's all part of a process. You see players go through it every year, and you know, me after my last game, I knew I had the Senior Bowl coming up, and that was going to be very important going against some of the best players in the country, and having the opportunity to do that and put your best foot forward. I had a good week there, and then go to the combine. Gets a chance to, I guess, show off your athletic ability, not just what you're doing on the football field. So, after the combine, I knew that my draft stock was elevated, and I mean, moving towards the draft, I guess a lot of buzz has been, you know, hyped up. So I kind of had an idea where I was going.
Lane, you talked about certain things you could get away with on the college level that maybe you can't get away with on the pro level. You're still new to the position, so what do you need to improve or work on specifically in order to be an NFL tackle?
I think just probably being a suit in the game, knowing your job cold. I think whenever you know what you're doing and you play a lot faster, you're not thinking. I think some of the bunch of rookies are thinking so much, they're not really playing as fast as they could. So just knowing my position cold, knowing what I'm doing, and then working on my technique.
Lane, you said prior to the draft that you thought you'd become a Philadelphia Eagle. Now that you've been one for about 12 hours now, what has the process been like? What has the day been like for you guys?
I mean, just getting used to the city. I mean, knowing where I'm going to be living for the next 4 years, and, you know, getting used to the people here and the culture. And I had a cheesesteak earlier, so got a, you know, good taste of that, and just kind of get used to the environment I'm going to be in.
The descriptions, they said that you're athletic and that you're raw with a lot of upside. I mean, do you feel like there's some descriptions that you wish would be used a little bit more, or do you
I mean, people see me as like raw, like a mean piece of meat. I don't know. They throw that term around. I try to play with technique and try to be as polished as I can. I guess people throw the term raw just because I've been playing 2 years. But, you know, I'm trying to, you know, try to perfect my craft and get better each time I'm on the practice field and, you know, playing the game.
When I spoke with your agent, when I spoke with him yesterday morning, he told me that you were actually on the phone with the Eagles at that point. What took place in that phone call?
I was actually talking to one of Coach Stoutland's friends, sports psychologist, used to help him with Alabama and Michigan State. So just kind of going, I guess, over my profile and where I came from and kind of get an idea, because I guess Coach Stoutland knew I was going to be, I guess, here. So I guess try to get a head start.
Lane, could you take us through your day a little more detail? You were still in New York this morning, right? Mm-hmm. And how did, you know, you came down here, and did your family come with you? What was it?
Woke up. I mean, you kind of, reality sets in. I know where I'm at, so, you know, obviously all my family and friends know, and then, you know, took a two-hour trip over here, and got a good look at the scenery, and know where I'm going to be playing, and just the town of Philadelphia in general.
Lane, is it true that you like to wrestle bears, and do you think that you will be able to continue that here with a big contract like you're
doing? Yeah, it depends on the stipulations of the contract. I don't think they'd approve of that, but yeah, I used to wrestle bears in my spare time.
Does that prepare you in any way for what you do on the field?
Yeah, far as hand moving, I mean, they got claws, so you got to be pretty, I guess, pretty sharp with your hands.
What kind of bears were they?
Black bears. I said I didn't wrestle grizzly bears because, I mean, they're too big and too aggressive.
How old were you when you did this, and where in Texas?
East Texas, usually on my uncle's ranch there in East Texas around Shepherd. Some of the local black bears, there's not very many, but they've been introduced, you know, by the game warden and stuff like that, so that's where I do that.
And I assume you won all of your battles?
What's your record?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Say the same thing if you ask
them. I'm not sure they say anything.
If you go back to that 2008 year at Kilgore, was there a point when you realized you didn't have a future as a quarterback, and was there resistance on your part to switch at that point?
No, I mean, the quarterback year, I mean, I started one game, but I played in every game, so I played quarterback very well in that spring, and then one of our tight ends, I think, either quit or left the team, and Coach Eckert asked if I'd do, you know, double duty. And then whenever teams started recruiting me, they saw me in the spring, and I had a good 40 time and good testing numbers. So they saw me as a tight end, I just because of my frame and what I was going to grow into.
But some players insist on going to college to play a certain position. Mm-hmm. I'm considering saying I'm willing to play quarterback?
No, I was set just to where I could, you know, I guess play the most.
I saw something where it said you weighed like 200 pounds when you got to Kilgore as a quarterback. How did you put on 100 extra pounds?
I was like 230 when I was at Kilgore. Yeah, 235.
200 coming out of high school or something.
That was part of my junior year. My senior year, I was probably 225 when I graduated, and I was 235 heading to Kilgore.
Was it easy putting on all that extra weight?
Yeah, I mean, whenever I got to Oklahoma, they measured my frame. You know, they measured the width of your chest and your hips and stuff like that. And my frame was 265. And, you know, usually they'll do the body measurements to see where guys will progress and if they're, you know, if they're going to grow out of their position. And by my senior year, they said my frame was 325 or, you know, where I could hold my weight. So just kept on getting wider and my frame kept on getting bigger.
And you played in a up-tempo offense at Oklahoma. I think you guys actually averaged almost as many plays a game as Chip's offense in Oregon. How helpful will that be in getting you ready for his up-tempo offense?
I think it'll be very beneficial. I think when you run a tempo offenses, you got to think quick, react quick, and something that's been, I guess, kind of trained doing the last 4 years. So I think it'll be, you know, pretty easy coming in.
Take two more guys.
Elaine, aside from not, you know, starving yourself, what is it that you like
to
get best about playing offensive line?
I just like they kind of see the offensive line as big uglies, and we take pride in being, you know, big and ugly. And it's kind of like a brotherhood. I mean, I know at Oklahoma, I mean, we were all best friends. We all, you know, hung out together and did stuff together. So it's kind of like a, you know, like a little family.
Thank you.
Lane, when you were at junior college for that 1 year, was your plan always to kind of catch the eye of a D1 program and continue playing at that level, or did you ever consider what you might have to do if football wasn't in your plans after college?
My main deal, I was going to make it. That was my main goal, I mean, coming out of high school. And to be honest, going to junior college is kind of like a do-or-die situation and survival of the fittest, so everybody's just you know, trying to practice hard, and every time a scout or something comes around, it's like, you know, please get me out of here kind of deal. So that's how it was.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lane.